Romans chapter 3, verse 27 beginning, the Bible says, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith." Have we ever had a problem in our life with boasting? Well, we don't like to think about ourselves having a problem with boasting, so maybe we should say, have we ever met or known of others who have a problem with boasting? The answer certainly is yes. There are a lot of puffed up people in this life, those who are not only caught up in themselves, but in the possessions and the things of this world. It's interesting that Paul here deals, in relationship to the old and new laws, with the fact of boasting. Why? Because the Jews of old often were boastful through the old law. In this, he means that because of their works and their acts, they felt somehow justified as if God owed them salvation. Well, here we find that Paul says that wasn't right. But in fact, under faith, we have no need for that kind of boasting. You might also notice with me over in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, the familiar verse that is found there in verse 8 beginning that says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Going on to say it's a gift of God. But notice verse 9, "Not of works, lest anyone should boast." You see, here we have another warning that we must be very careful to understand that God blesses us, and he encourages us to know that we are those who must follow him and not boast. Not be boastful no matter how much we are confident in his will or how much we are secured in his promises. But that rather we are those who realize it's only God's grace, his love, his mercy, his wonder that gives us salvation. We can never merit it ourselves. We can never do enough to accomplish what it would take to pay God back. So therefore, why boast? Now, don't be confused, because it doesn't mean that we don't have to work. We still have a job to do. We must obey God. But what this tells us is we must not be boastful people. I would like to end by looking at one more verse there in Galatians chapter 6. You might notice in Galatians chapter 6 with me in verse 14 that here Paul does a complete turnaround. There he says, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." He says don't boast, but then he says, well, if you're going to boast, boast in God. You see, we can boast, but in spiritual things, in godly things, in those things that affect us unto eternal life. But let's never be guilty of boasting as the Jews boasted, or boasting as the Gentiles or those of this world, in ourselves or in the things of this life. For if we want to truly be like Christ, we must learn to be humble and to realize that we are only what we are and who we are, and able to be doing the things that we do because of the blessings from God Almighty. So yes, let's boast in God, but may we never boast in self.